From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he won the initial endorsements required to initiate a presidential bid to challenge incumbent leader Vladimir Putin. Navalny supporters rallied in multiple cities across the country, including this rally in Moscow. The participants displayed red ballot cards to nominate Navalny to run in Russia's next presidential election, scheduled for March 2018. Putin is widely expected to win. North Korea's foreign ministry is calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed Friday to a U.S. resolution to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons program. Nikki Haley is U.S. ambassador to the UN.
For the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
Sunday statement from North Korea said that countries that supported the sanctions would be held completely responsible and that Pyongyang would make sure forever and ever that they pay a heavy price. The London Zoo has reopened after a fire early on Saturday. Staff members were injured and an aardvark was killed in a fire that began in a children's area near a shop and cafe. Also, four meerkats are missing and presumed dead. The cause of the fire is not immediately known. Broadcasting from Washington, this is VOA News. Venezuela's leftist government released the first of 80 prisoners promised to be freed on Sunday in a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition. President Nicolas Maduro's government announced Saturday that it would release at least 80 people who were detained after participating in anti-government demonstrations. For the first time in more than 3 years since Islamic State militants took over vast swaths of Iraq and Syria, Iraqi Christians have gone to church to celebrate Christmas in Mosul, a former militant stronghold. Worshippers and Muslim activists say they are hoping the holidays may bring some healing. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the scene.
During the time Islamic State militants ruled Mosul, this church was a prison. Today, worshippers celebrate Christmas here for the first time since Islamic State militants took over the city in 2014, forcing the entire Christian population, about 200,000 people, to flee. During the 9 months Iraqi and coalition forces battled to take back Mosul, another million people fled their homes, nearly all Muslims. Worshippers at this church say they hope to go home if or when they are more confident Mosul is safe. But so far, less than a dozen Christian families have returned. Both Christians and Muslims attended the service today, hoping that once again Mosul will start to regrow its diversity. Reporting from Mosul in Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Turkey has dismissed more than 2,700 public sector employees on Sunday, the latest firings and wide-scale crackdown since a failed military coup in July 2016. A wide range of people, including academics, soldiers, and military personnel, were dismissed, accused of links to what Ankara has labeled as terror groups. In a separate emergency decree on Sunday, the country's Defense Procurement Agency was ordered to report to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan instead of the Defense Ministry. 17 Turkish institutions, including two newspapers, were also ordered shut. Under emergency rule introduced last year following the botched coup, more than 50,000 people have been arrested and 150,000 others have lost their jobs. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of a storm that ravaged the Philippines this week as the death toll nears 200. Rescue missions were slowed as rains continued and bridges and roads were destroyed or blocked by landslides. Disaster officials say over 70,000 people had been forced from their homes. Elsewhere in the Philippines, after an inferno on Saturday in a mall in the southern city of Davao, firefighters have determined that there is no chance that any of the 36 people trapped in an office on the fourth floor have survived. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.